Almost all health experts support the idea of irradiating food to kill harmful bacteria. The American Medical Association and the World Health Organization have endorsed it. Years of testing have shown irradiating food does not make it radioactive or harmful to the consumer. You still have to refrigerate irradiated meat and cook it properly, but the process of irradiation greatly reduces the chances of foodborne illness. The challenge for the beef industry is to get that message across to consumers. A small, unscientific sampling of Minnesotans at the state fair seems to indicate the industry has some work ahead of it.
When you hear the words irradiated beef, what comes to mind?
Radiation. Sounds like it could be dangerous.
I don't know. I haven't heard much about it, really.
Something maybe that's not good for you. You know, something that might be not natural.
The Minnesota Beef Council is a strong supporter of irradiation. The council markets and promotes beef for Minnesota's cattle farmers. It's been taking the lead nationwide in promoting irradiated beef. At the Minnesota State Fair, workers at the Beef Council's booth grilled up irradiated hamburger patties and set out samples for the public. Red signs said, now appearing, irradiated hamburgers.
In a few minutes, we're going to be serving irradiated ground beef samples. Irradiation is a totally safe food preservation process that will do for the beef industry what pasteurization has done for the dairy industry.
Ron Eustace is executive director of the Minnesota Beef Council. He was at the fair all week, handing out samples and working the crowd. You might think that irradiated beef would be a tough product to promote. It's difficult to come up with catchy slogans that explain the product is not radioactive and all the harmful bacteria are dead. But Eustace says it wasn't hard to get the public to accept irradiated beef. He says fewer than 20 people objected to sampling the product compared to some 50,000 that tried it.
Most of the comments that we have heard are, go for it. It's the right thing to do. We are absolutely amazed and impressed with the support.
The Minnesota Beef Council's promotion is believed to be the first of its kind in the nation. The State Health Department is also working to promote food irradiation. Spokesperson Buddy Ferguson says irradiating food would mean a significant drop in foodborne illnesses.
I think everybody is familiar with things like the E. coli outbreak that was associated with the Jack in the Box restaurants a number of years ago. Food irradiation could have played an important role in any of those. It's not a magic bullet. It doesn't absolutely completely reduce all the risk, but it drastically lowers it, and it really gives us a very big margin of safety.
Other groups recognize that food irradiation can kill pathogens and does not make the product harmful. But Darren Mitchell of the food safety watchdog group, the Center for Science in the Public Interest, says irradiation is not the group's first choice to clean up problems in the American food supply.
We see it as a last resort method that should be used only if other things don't result in eliminating the deadly pathogens that can cause illnesses.
Mitchell says the group worries the meat industry will use irradiation as an excuse to cut back on more basic sanitation measures.
We don't think that consumers want to consume food that's dirty, full of bugs, potentially full of fecal matter, just because it's been zapped by irradiation.
The meat industry contends it will not lower sanitation standards because of irradiation. The nation's two largest meat packers, IBP and Cargill's Excel division, plan to test market irradiated ground beef within the next 6 to 8 months. The product will be marked with a logo that looks like a flower inside a circle and the words treated by irradiation. It's expected to cost a few cents more per pound. Experts say irradiated meat is free from bacteria when it leaves the plant, but it must still be handled properly to remain that way. It must be refrigerated and cooked thoroughly, the same as ordinary meat. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Lozier.